Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio, again broadcasting here at the Global Capital Network's West Coast Wall Street Awards Banquet in Newport Beach, California. I'm Charlie Wright, and we're very pleased you've joined us, and we'd like to welcome here Wall Street Research. We have Alan Stone, President, and Sarah Eishag, Director of Investor Relations. Alan and Sarah, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio and to the conference.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
It's always great to be with you here in Newport Beach.
So, Alan, you have been on our show more than once, and you actually do these kinds of conferences yourself, the Southern California Investment Forum that you take on the road and do at various other places here. So tell us very briefly about Wall Street Research.
Sure. Wall Street Research is a 40-year-old independent research firm. We publish and distribute research reports, profiles, and newsletters, and full in-depth research on publicly traded companies. The firm has been doing that for 40 years, and we're ranked number one on the Google, Yahoo, and Bing search engine. We distribute our research globally in the United States, Canada, Asia, and Europe.
Okay, now Sarah, let's hear from you. You're Director of Investor Relations. Okay, what are some things that you have noticed and learned in the time that you have been with Wall Street Research in finding the investment investment companies and the investors to attend these conferences and doing this research?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I've learned is kind of the importance to do your due diligence when you're dealing with some of these companies, especially when you're dealing with startup companies, looking at the management team, trying to get an idea of exactly what they're looking for, who they are, who knows them, because it's a small community. So one of the ways that I acquire most of my clients is by traveling within the United States and attending different conferences, and we get a good feel for these companies that are serious about what they do. Typically, they have powerful backgrounds. They've, you know, been in the industry for a while. They've either raised capital in the past, or they're accustomed to, you know, starting and growing companies, and it's something that they do time and time again. However, there is a misconception that most entrepreneurs that have startup companies are just well-versed in every aspect, because that's not the truth. It's more intimidating than it looks. A lot of startup companies are just formed by people who are very passionate about what they do and are willing to take that risk. So we have investors who are interested in you know, new opportunities. So we basically try to, you know, match the two together.
So Sarah, tell us, you know, Alan, as he mentioned, has been doing this for over 40 years. Started at 8 and a half, right, Alan?
Well, I'm sort of getting towards retirement age.
But you're obviously much newer to this, Sarah. Tell us, what is one thing? Doesn't necessarily have to be the biggest thing, and it doesn't have to be overly dramatic, but what is one thing that you have noticed or found in working with startups? Because most people don't work with startups. I've never been directly involved with a startup or anything like that. What is one thing you have learned here or seen about startups that was kind of a surprise for you?
Well, going back to what I said, I think I find it very interesting that, you know, these startup companies, sometimes you'll find the startup or the founders of the company are used to just come from a corporate background. Perhaps they were VP of a big firm and they've mastered a number of skills, or some of them are innovators, right? They come up with a product or they come up with something and they have to build a company around it. And some of them are just very, you know, skilled at attracting the right talent, right? And so the founders of these companies have really unique skills, and there's no kind of recipe for who is going to be able to have a successful startup. But it's interesting.
Thank you, Sarah. That was a great insight. Really appreciate that. Let us go back to Alan for just a minute. Again, Alan, before we close here, you've been involved for 40 years, as you mentioned, in the startup and early stage development companies. What kinds of changes have you seen comparing today versus 40 years ago in this particular space?
Well, it sort of rotates. It's like a circle. You know, different phases in the in the marketplace, when you're in bull markets and powerfully driven stock markets, then certain industries emerge as the leaders and the best performers. Like today, we have companies in technology and companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook. But they started out as small companies many, many years ago, not too long ago. You know, 10, right. 15 years ago, they were right. Startups. Apple was a startup. You know, when it got started, and look what it became. So, you know, there's a lot of money that flows to technology companies, and that's where a lot of the startups have been successful. We're active now in a very fast emerging industry, in the cannabis industry, medical cannabis. There's 250 publicly traded companies in the cannabis industry, and we're able to pick some very successful early companies that are publicly traded in that sector, made a lot of money, actually, on behalf of our firm. And so that's been an exciting year in the past year. And we're now getting into the blockchain space. That's a fast-driving sector. And but we're also active in medical, healthcare technology, biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, and a whole range, fashion, internet. So it's exciting, and it's always great to be learning about new opportunities.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, I had the privilege of attending several of your conferences, and they're always very interesting. I meet very interesting people on the attendee side, and then I see very interesting presentations, and see very interesting companies and people at those. So you guys have pulled together people that, if nothing else, they're very interesting.
Right. You mentioned earlier when we were chatting, you had the pleasure of interviewing, you met at our conference a gentleman who was a CEO of a company called Mobi 724 Solutions. And we did a research report on them about a little more than a year ago, when the stock was at 4 cents a share. And then within 2 months of doing the research report, the stock went to 47 cents. That was a 10-time gain. And the volume also went up dramatically from maybe 100,000 shares a day to millions of shares a day trading. And as a result of that, the company was able shortly thereafter to raise $10 million. So that ability to help them deliver liquidity and enhance shareholder value helped that company grow and build and get money to hire people and continue their growth. So that's an example of some of the things that we do.
So Alan and Sarah, thank you very much for coming in and spending a little time with us here today. And our best wishes for continued success of Wall Street Research and both of you. And hope things continue to go well. So thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Thanks,
appreciate
Charlie.
It.
Again, we've been talking with Alan Stone, President, and Sarah Eishag, Director of Investor Relations with Wall Street Research. And again, we're broadcasting here at the Global Capital Network's West Coast Wall Street Awards Banquet in Newport Beach. And this is Charlie Wright for Strategic Investor Radio, and we'll be right back.